This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Democratic National Committee is meeting in Minneapolis this week. Among the action items, a strategy to transform the party's voter databases into something they can use to target online advertising. Republicans are doing something similar, all in the effort to catch the attention of voters who spend more time than ever online. From Washington, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
For political campaigns, television ads and robocalls just aren't enough anymore.
You'd want to reach people on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or wherever they are talking to each other about political or other speech.
That's Nuala O'Connor of the Center for Democracy and Technology. She's worried about merging voter details with the consumer data used to target online ads. And there's a lot of data out there, says John Wunderlich of the Sunlight Foundation.
Anything that can tell you a slice about your identity as a person, a sophisticated data manipulator can use to make inferences about your identity as a voter or a citizen.
Inferences, but not identification, says Jay Friedman of Goodway Group, a company that helps deliver online ads. Friedman says the data gets made anonymous as it's combined.
They know up front their universe of who they could target, and they know on the back end that they might have hit 10,112 people, but they can't match those two.
Although they probably wish they could. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.